Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on our daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, so the COVID-19 has made everything go pear-shaped in all aspects of life and work and entertainment and all the above, but also for our international students who are vulnerable. And we look at the homestay partnership with New South Wales Government, the Australian Homestay Network, and the work they're doing there. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with the founder of the Australian Homestay Network, David Bycroft. Got him on the line. David, a very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm fine, and things are looking good for some of the students who are in trouble.
Yes, yes, yes. And look, it's no one's fault in regard to COVID-19 upon us, which has virtually turned the world upside down. But we need to do due diligence regarding looking after our international students and vulnerable in regard to accommodation. And Australian Homestay Network is doing their bit, yes?
Yes, we've reached out to the industry, including the education providers throughout Australia and all of the governments, and we're very excited about the response because the international students actually have been caught with no job that would normally fund their accommodation and their meals. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there's not many jobs around at the moment for even Australians. So,
exactly.
You know, they are diving into their savings and a lot of them have just run out of money and can't get home.
So, like I said, it's the right thing to do in regard to housing. We're talking about essentials. Well, international students are our visitors, but they do need essential things in life as well, don't they?
Yeah, they're not only our visitors. They play an important part in our whole economy.
Okay.
You know, they're one of Australia's biggest exports is international education. So the international students getting a good deal from us during this crisis will spread the word that Australia is not only a safe country, but also a welcoming country.
Exactly. And that's the pitch we need to paint because, like you said, it's a great investment. It's a way of marketing Australia and how we operate and how we do business in this country, which opens up the door, you could say, for international visitors and more to come, yeah?
Yeah, post-COVID, we think that the international student market will be taking safety into account and how well they're welcomed into a country as a major decision-making factor. So we're hopeful that the work we're doing and the work all of Australia is doing, you know, to keep them welcomed here during a hard time is going to benefit our future.
Now, AHN has been included in the provided as a provider to deliver short-term emergency accommodation as part of the recently announced New South Wales Government $20 million international student support package. So the money we're talking about here, it's a great investment as such, yes?
Yeah, it goes to various accommodation providers, including purpose-built accommodation, not just homes, but it's really the students are starting to apply now with the New South Wales Government. And we will be starting to place many more students, we think, over the next 3 weeks.
And so the network as such, it provides also business opportunities for Australians as such, yes?
Yeah, look, there's people with this funding, it's very low funding for the host because most of the people who are applying to us for this program are doing so because they want to help out, and it's almost a semi-volunteer position. They're getting paid an honorarium. But once the market comes back, we do have hosting for many hosts where it is money coming into the household to help the household survive, particularly if they've had an effect from COVID in their own employment as an Australian. So having someone in your home who's an international student is not only a pleasurable experience, but it's also can bring a bit of money into the home.
Exactly. The industry itself, it's a big industry in regarding economy?
Yeah, look, the international education industry is about $40 billion.
Yes.
Coming into Australia and creates 250,000 Australian jobs. So you're talking about a very big part of our export, which I think is ranked number 3 in exports. It's behind iron and coal, you know, those types
of things. It's way up there then.
But it's way up there. And look, we want it back. Right now it's pretty quiet because there's not a lot of new students coming in because they can't get into the country.
Exactly.
So, So we're needing it to grow again as soon as everything reopens. So we're looking forward to 2021.
Aren't we all? Look, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with it all, and love the space that you're working in. And you've been the founder of Australian Homestay Network, got a strong foundation regarding its future. So thank you very much, and all the best to you and your team and your family, David. You stay safe, eh?
Okay, thanks, Trevor. Stay safe too.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's David Bycroft, his name is, the Australian Homestay Network founder, and the new recently $20 million from by the New South Wales Government International Student Support Package in looking after support and assist vulnerable international students. A big industry, a big market, and it's about looking after our visitors who are working in this country, and they provide a lot for this country. So keeping that relationship strong internationally, but like I said, COVID-19 has put a spin on things, but it's adapting to the spin and looking after so-called COVID-19 when it disappears is the goal. We can work further in this area. Fantastic. You mob, have your say. 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. So do utilise it. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. So give me a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.